Aufgabe 1b.
A huge group consisting of thousands of Honduran migrants is moving north with the aim of reaching the US and a less restrictive border policy under a Biden administration. Journalist Maria Martin is in Antigua, Guatemala, and joins us now with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What has happened at the Honduras-Guatemala border?
Well, what's been going on for the last 2 days is that maybe as many as 9,000 migrants were able to get through the border this weekend when their numbers overwhelmed security guards at the border. It all resulted after a standoff between the Guatemalan security forces and the migrants who were blocking a major highway between the two countries. Now, the Guatemalan government says that they have solved this problem. Some migrants have been transported back to Honduras, a few still live in refugee camps near the border, and others are trying to make their way north to Mexico, then to the US.
These sound like the actions of desperate people. What conditions are they fleeing?
They're very desperate people. They're very low income, and of course Honduras is one of the poorest, most violent, most corrupt countries in the Americas, and one of the areas hardest hit by the two hurricanes that struck in October and November, and of course by the pandemic. Many of the migrants say there's nothing for them in Honduras, that they would be prepared to do anything, that faced with a life of misery, violence, and corruption in Honduras, if they get sent back, they might try again.
Although, of course, the pandemic has been going for many months. The hurricanes were a few months ago. Do you have any sense of why they would be moving in such huge numbers now, just as Joe Biden has taken office in the United States? Is that a pure coincidence?
Well, really, there were huge numbers of migrants travelling in large groups during the Trump administration too, because people see there is safety in numbers, cheaper than paying a smuggler. After the devastations of the hurricanes in November, they saw nothing left for them. Nothing was working. In terms of getting any help from their government, there was no hope for that. And many, of course, do see hope for a better life in the US under Biden. However, I suppose the migrant trains show that people are driven not necessarily by policies in the United States, but by desperation back home.
Maria Martin, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Journalist Maria Martin speaking in Antigua, Guatemala.